The Unlucky Ones, written by Kerry Wilkinson and read by Becky Hindley.
Chapter 1. Saturday. Now. Detective Constable Archie Davy glanced away from the steering wheel for the merest moment before turning back to the road.
"You can admit it," he said.
D.I. Jessica Daniel was slouched in the passenger seat and didn't look up from her phone.
"Admit what?" "You're addicted to that game."
Jessica frowned, but didn't immediately argue the point. Instead, setting a small storage shed to build. It was going to take 8 hours unless she coughed up some real-world money for the mobile game. The rest of her town was coming along nicely, and there was little doubt she made a bloody good mayor. If the process of wielding political power in the actual world hinged upon a person's performance at the game on her phone, Jessica would have an entirely new career lined up. It was a shame about such pesky real-world annoyances, like elections and democracy. She thumbed the exit button and then dropped her phone into her lap, looking up through the windscreen to the street beyond. Satisfied?
"Don't mind me," Archie replied. "I'm just pointing out that you're always playing that game. What is it they say? Compulsive tendencies, addictive personality.
The only compulsion I'm getting is to stick my boot up someone's backside, preferably a know-it-all short arse who's sitting not too far away." Archie shuffled in his seat, making himself a little taller. He didn't reply, but grinned to himself. They sat in silence for a few minutes, as Archie continued to navigate Manchester's chock-a-block streets. There were cars everywhere, people everywhere. It was late morning on the final Saturday before the long Easter weekend and the sun was beaming. It wasn't warm, but that didn't stop the psychos ambling along in shorts and T-shirts as if it was the middle of July. Archie slowed for a crossing as lines of people streamed across in front, their carrier bags crammed full with Easter eggs bobbing from side to side. As always, most slowed to glance at the marked patrol car, wondering if the officers inside were on their way to anywhere interesting. As per usual, they weren't. Jessica and Archie were heading back to the station for weak tea, soggy sandwiches, and emails that needed deleting. Even in the driver's seat, Archie was struggling to sit still. He often acted like he'd slept in an ant's nest, squirming and wriggling incessantly, until someone told him not so politely to sit still.
"You know what I don't get?" he said out of the blue.
"How to zip up your flies?" Archie glanced down quickly, checking his fully fastened trousers and then turning back to the road.
"What did Jesus do on the Saturday?"
It took a moment or two for the words to sink in. Jessica blinked.
"What?" "You know, on the Saturday after he died, what did Jesus do?"
Jessica turned sideways to stare at Archie, wondering if he was having some sort of stroke or a breakdown. "You've not been up late watching those tele-evangelists again, have you?"
"I went to Sunday school as a kid and have always wondered. Jesus was crucified on Good Friday, then he rises from the dead on Sunday. Ta-da! Look who's back and all that. Let's see David Blaine beat this. But what did he do on Saturday?"
"Why are you suddenly concerned?"
"Just with Easter coming up, it got me thinking."
"You've been warned before about thinking too much." Archie ignored her.
"So there's Jesus with his long hair and beard. He's given it the whole bigger than Jesus thing."
"He didn't say he was bigger than Jesus. He said he was Jesus."
"Whatever. Anyway, he's been nailed to the cross on the Friday, and then these blokes put him in the tomb late that night. They were probably on time and a half or time in lieu, something like that. Now, did it take the whole of Saturday for him to come back from the dead before he popped up on Sunday? Or did he get his mates round?"
"You think he spent a day in his tomb playing FIFA on the PlayStation?"